5 of the 6 declared candidates fielded questions from WAMC President and CEO Alan Shartok and Marcia Bistrin, President of the New York League of Conservation Voters Education Fund. The candidates agreed speeding cars are a problem in the capital city. Conservative Party candidate Joe Sullivan would like to see trolley cars return to city streets, along with light rail to the suburbs. He favors holding bad drivers more accountable.
We have to crack down on speeding traffic. As mayor, I would issue a proclamation that the city speed limits will be strictly enforced in residential neighborhoods, and same thing for running red lights.
Democrat Corey Ellis, who fell in a close 2009 primary, agreed.
Too many times in our neighborhoods, we get many, many complaints about speeding cars.
Independent Democrat Marlon Anderson said he's already involved in change.
I just spoke last evening at the Common Council regarding the reduction of the speed limit.
Running as a Republican, Jesse Calhoun says emerging technologies need to be embraced long term.
We really need to link our transportation to renewable energies for the long term, and that will make us a much more independent city.
Democratic Party-backed City Treasurer Kathy Sheehan says it's wonderful to dream about light rail.
But we can start with car sharing. We can start with fueling stations that allow people to plug in electric vehicles.
Talk of sustainability moved to downtown, the blight of vacant buildings, and the preservation of neighborhoods.
When we look at sustainability continuously in our most depressed neighborhoods, we talk about economic development, but we don't talk about the small businesses that can help sustain those communities and make it possible to own homes. In the process of owning those homes, we create and sustain a city.
Sullivan pointed to the city's dated infrastructure.
You've got an aged sewer system and a water system. So if you're going to have sustainability, you've got to figure out how can we replace the existing utilities down there, modernize them, bring them up to date.
The candidates weighed in on using land banks as a tool to attack vacant and abandoned buildings. Sheehan.
Land banks are a critical tool because they allow us to take property out of the foreclosure cycle, where it goes to the highest bidder, and put it into a land bank that has community input, where communities and neighborhoods can decide the future of their neighborhoods.
Sheehan is hopeful that the county will join the Schenectady Land Bank. Ellis says the first step should have been joining a regional land bank, not trying to start a new one from scratch.
We could have partnered up with existing land banks and made it a regional land bank.
Anderson isn't keen on land banks.
I don't believe that with the majority of those resources being located in the city of Albany, that they should be intertwined or overseen by county authorities.
Sullivan likes the idea of local control.
If you look across the nation, they're fraught with ineptitude and corruption. And I'm frankly tired of the state of New York and the federal government using our tax dollars, dangling them in front of us in the form of grants so that we do what they want us to do. I favor more local autonomy. We'll solve our own problem.
The candidates also spoke about the future of Interstate 787, developing the riverfront, building an aquarium, and creating jobs. At one point during the forum, the line of questioning turned foul.
Will you support the legalization of chickens in Albany?
Anderson is against animal husbandry in the city.
That's just a disaster waiting to happen. With things like avian flu out there.
Calhoun says there are many concerns to be addressed involving chickens. Sheehan welcomes more ideas about urban farming and access to fresh food.
Whether it be through community gardens or responsible collecting of eggs from chickens in people's backyards, we have to be willing to embrace change.
Sullivan and Ellis concurred that zoning specific areas of the city for chicken raising would be a good avenue to explore. The forum went on, the candidates discussing everything from dredging to reducing the carbon footprint to climate change to Albany's 2030 plan. Anderson.
We're talking about a plan that's going to take place 15 years from now. I think we have issues in the city that need to be addressed now.
The candidates were asked if they thought departing New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg had done anything notable for the Big Apple along the lines of sustainability that should be replicated in Albany. The issue involved to include gun control.
I particularly like what he's done with the public areas in New York. to create more pedestrian space.
The mayor embarked on Plan YC back in 2007, and that grew out of a realization that they saw the demographics of the population growing by about 1 million people by, I believe it was 2030. And the mayor recognized that there was no plan in place to deal with that growth in population and to do it in a way that was sustainable, that took into account the environmental impacts of that.
The party mayor of New York City, I really like his strong stance on gun control.
You don't trample on the Constitution to take away constitutional rights of law-abiding citizens.
Calhoun did not comment on Bloomberg. Independent Libertarian candidate Alexander Portelli said he had a scheduling conflict and was unable to attend the event. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.